And I am very pleased to have the executive director of Saskatoon Youth Soccer, Amanda Proby, with us in studio to talk about this summer's Kids in the Park. Amanda, what is Kids in the Park all about?
Kids in the Park is sponsored by O'Reilly Insurance and the Financial Services and the Cooperators. And this is the sixth year they're involved in this program, which has been running for 18 consecutive summers. It is a great program that is free, drop in, and no registration required. You just show up to the park when we're traveling to your site and just throw on a pair of shoes and join the fun.
So this is something that you're trying to get more kids out and involved in soccer?
Yes, it's a traveling program that visits 47 different locations around the city. So we're trying to remove barriers to sport participation. So we bring the program to you free of charge.
And this is starting up on July 2nd until August 21st. And is it running every weekday?
Yes, it's Monday to Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Every given hour, we are at two different locations around the city. And we hit about 10 different sites a day.
Wow. So just what would a day look like then? Of course, everyone's going to be out playing soccer. Is it just games? Is it practice? Is it a bit of both? What would a day look like?
It really depends on how many kids show up to each site, what our soccer leaders decide to do with that group at that particular park. But it can be anywhere from like a game of octopus tag and soccer balls or just a fun little scrimmage amongst the kids that are there. But it really varies. Sometimes the park has as many as 40 kids that show up and they split the kids up into two different age groups and they do like a more structured game with the older age group and more fun little games with the younger kids.
So what kind of ages are you expecting with this event?
Typically, the most we see are ages 3 to 12, but we often do get the teenagers out there as well, and they like to just give us a ball, we'll play a fun game of soccer, and the more structured drills and soccer games and activities take part just on the side.
And I know you said earlier that you don't need to sign up for this, so if you decide, you know, one day you want to go to Kids in the Park, you can just show up, and it's a drop-in for every day?
Absolutely. We have a full traveling schedule available on our website at saskatoonyouthsoccer.ca. So just go to our website. You can click on individual neighborhood posters. That'll give you an idea of when the program is coming to a particular neighborhood, or you can have a look at our full schedule to see, say you want to go to the program tomorrow and see where we're going. You can also follow us on our Facebook page. We post every day where the program will be going for the following day.
And lastly, speaking of your websites and signing up, registration will be open in July and August for indoor soccer. So how can people get signed up for that?
Yeah, so same with Kids in the Park, the month of July and August, that is also when we have our fall soccer registration. It is online. You can register with your community association for the under 5 to under 9 age groups. Or if you want to have more of a focus on development and more practices at the under 7 and under 9 age group, register with your zone association. You'll get more practices in that program. Also, from under 11 to under 19, we have two different types of programs in the zone programs. We have a city league, which is more recreational based. It focuses on one game a week on the weekends. And then we also have the alliance leagues, which are tiered. And you'll get one game and two practices a week.
Awesome. And that can be done online as well for people to register?
Yes, for our Alliance and City Leagues, you would register with your zone of residence. And one other thing I'll point out is that we also have a parent-taught program for the 2 and 3-year-olds to play on field with their parents. And we have certified coaches who are on field with that program as well. For that one, you register directly with Saskatoon Youth Soccer. We also have a new program this year called All Abilities Soccer. So that is for... if you have a child who has an intellectual or a physical disability, they can register with Saskatoon Youth Soccer for that program.